Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so 4 o'clock, couple of house cleaning items. One, if you are about to draft for your fantasy football draft and you missed our fantasy football preview, it is available on Always Aggravated, our podcast, iTunesRadio.com. Just subscribe, go back, and give it a listen. It's free. I tell you right now, you listen to it, I help you win your league. You can be a champion just like me. Go give it a spin. And the best part is, if I didn't answer your questions on that, we are taking submissions for our fantasy football mailbag that we are going to do on next week's edition of the pod. So give that a listen. Also, for college football fans, we had Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports on this week. Did a college football preview. Had some fun, too. No, we're not going to sit there and break down every stat. But give it a listen. Also, football related. I'm not done. I'm going to continue giving you content until you choke on it. Cash the Ticket, our second podcast, has been approved. It'll set up your football weekend every week, college and pro. We're going to spotlight games, talk about all the trends and the stats and the betting angles, and whether you bet the games or not, it's just good football talk. That'll come out every Thursday. So Always Aggravated will hit your cell phone every Wednesday morning. Cash the Ticket will hit your phone on Thursday morning. And you listen to it whenever the bleep you want. Cash the Ticket, the one thing. It's free. You can subscribe on radio.com right now. We are still waiting iTunes approval or Apple Pod approval. That's out of our hands. Now, Sully, I know what's coming. What about Pod Sparkle or what a Pod Beam or whatever it is? It'll be available everywhere you can get your podcasts. Okay, the one place it won't be available, and I ain't got nothing to do with this. My company just refuses. It won't be on Spotify. So I can't help that. I'm sorry. But Apple Pod, radio.com, Google Pod, wherever you get your podcasts, the only thing we ask, subscribe, rate it, review it. You do whatever you want once you do that. You want to fast forward? You want to pick certain things and listen to it? Not whatever. That's the beauty of podcasts, the beauty of on-demand, and it's why I love the medium. So that's all there for you. Now, Sully, the other day, we went down a wormhole. You had asked about, do you have a B team in college football? And once we got past the obvious, which is, nah, I mean, I'm a State fan. I can't like another team, but when I'm watching games, I do pick a side. I do. But then we had started to go down the wormhole of like Iowa State. And I said, Iowa State has always been one of those totally harmless, kind of weird teams on the fringes of college football. And I brought up a guy I loved from the 90s, Troy Davis. It's just one of the all-time, never-on-television, grainy highlight running backs in the history of college football. If you don't know Troy Davis, you got to go watch those highlights. His junior year, he carried the ball 405 times. He had back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. At not the Iowa State you know now with Matt Campbell. I'm talking the rat-ass Iowa State of the mid-90s. So we started talking. You know, Sully's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, bro, I love random college football player. Like, I could come up with an all-star team of, you know, that random, remember that guy. I remember Jeff Blake at ECU. Yes.
There's tons of guys like this.
Oh, no, I know. But we all got him. I mean, Mike.
Especially with your memory, and I know you have just a memory. You remember every player and every mascot and all that. Very impressive. I think that your list will be pretty crazy. I know.
No, my list will be awful because I don't know that anyone's going to remember these people. Here are the ground rules. I want your favorite random good but not great college football player. Now, my music would be the 90s. This was my prime. This was the advent of ESPN2. This is the advent of college football game day, highlight shows. Sure, if you want to call in about guys from the 50s and 60s, that's fine. But, like, remember, I'm going to give you the 90s as my focus decade. Do you want me to give you my list?
I want this list because I feel like everyone has a guy like this. And I all have right. some, too, but they're more towards early 2000s.
Well, see, I didn't stop at one player. But here, 248-539-9797. Here's kind of the angle. Starting at quarterback for my remember that guy, college all-star, Jeff Blake, East Carolina.
Yes.
You remember him from the Bengals.
I do.
I remember him from throwing moonball deep balls as an ECU Pirate. Also, backing up Jeff Blake, the round mound of touchdown, the hefty lefty. One of the most enjoyable college football quarterbacks in history, rest in peace, Jared Lorenzen of Kentucky.
Of course, yes.
I got a backfield that's unbelievable, and it resides in the Big 12, or as it used to be, the Southwest Conference. Troy Davis at Iowa State, back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. And then one of the nastiest football players ever got himself in a ton of trouble. Texas Tech's Bam Morris. You got to go back and watch Bam Morris highlights. He made Barry Foster.
What a great name.
I wish David was here. Barry's Bananas Foster set the single season Steelers rushing record in 94. By 96, Bam Morris had made him obsolete.
Wow.
And unfortunately, he got himself in all kinds of drug trouble and problems. But at Texas Tech,
yeah,
Bam Morris was a bad man. At X receiver, Wyoming's own, Marcus Harris. Dude caught like 140 balls in 1 year for Wyoming. Won the Biletnikoff, first team All-America. You barely found a guy on TV. It was grainy highlights and pictures in the Bob Greasy football preview. On the other side of Marcus Harris, how about Alex Van Dyke? Nevada.
I remember, yeah, that name rings a bell.
No, you're thinking Ryan Van Dyke. I'm talking Alex Van Dyke. Ask Nate Burleson if he knows Alex Van Dyke.
Well, you said Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, where he played.
Alex Van Dyke in a two-season span caught 217 footballs. Mike, 1996, he caught 129 passes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now,
wow,
starting in the slot, one of the biggest Dinder Mifflins you'll ever meet, but boy, he was exciting, and in his first college game, I thought this kid was going to be a sensation. He had four touchdowns against UCLA, USC's own R.J. Sauer. Ended up a terrible draft bust. The Jags drafted him at 29.
I think all these guys end up like that.
I think he was an alcoholic. He got banned from the NFL. Roberto would love him. And at tight end, I mean, I got to put him on the list. Guy looked like an extra for The Sopranos. He played alongside noted NFL quarterback Ray Lucas at Rutgers. He looked like Rambo. Mm-hmm. Rutgers, number 81, Marco Battaglia at tight end.
Wow.
And I even have...
This is great.
I have my specialist on here. I'm going... This is a deep cut. Kick returner, punt returner, could play corner, could play safety, a jackknife, do-it-all player from the University of Hawaii, Eddie Klineski.
Incredible.
My fullbacks, I'll give you two, and they're both from the Big Ten.
Okay.
One is Mike Allstott.
Oh, of course.
Mike Allstott.
No, that's too big of a name, okay. I feel, to be on this
fine.
List. Because he was a great NFL player.
Fine. Then a very personal selection for me. And he wasn't just a fullback. He was like a welfare Merrill Hodge. He was the ultra back.
Michigan State's own Scotty Green.
Okay.
Number 47. He would tote the rock. He'd block. He'd catch passes. He did it all on those ratty
teams. It has to be a name like that. I mean, I see people texting in Chris Perry from Michigan. You know what I mean? It has to be more of a random name, like someone like that.
Eddie Klineski's not random enough?
No, that is.
How about Army tight end Ron Leshinsky? All right. Look, do you have a selection like I do?
I want to hear more of these from the people.
That random-ass retro college player, as we are a week from the season. It can't be the stars.
No.
But I'm talking the guys who, for no reason, you liked. That's it. That's all I got for you. 248-539-9797. Now, Sully, I can't wait to hear your list.
They're
probably from 3 years ago.
No, they're from early 2000s.
I got to tell you, how about Eddie McDoom?
Yeah. people are texting Drew Dilio. I have some names from more of the early 2000s that I've already actually seen some people text in.
So let's get
but
those.
Yeah, I think everyone has names like this that they remember.
Does anyone remember any of the people I just mentioned? You got to be in your mid to late 30s or older. These are some deep cut college football classics here. Deep cuts. I'll give you another one who I liked. Kid named JT Levine. He was a running back from Kansas when Glenn Mason was there, before Glenn Mason went to Minnesota. No?
That one I don't recognize. Recognize a number of them on your list, though.
This is the moment as a radio host that you begin feeling like what you've just brought up has left your audience completely confused.
No, I'm convinced that people can call in with their random guy.
We're talking Rutgers football, the Doug Graber years.
Yeah.
By the way, Doug Graber, a Wayne State graduate.
Wow. There you go.
How about that? Okay.
I like it.
That's what I got. We'll see if people are into it. Yes, the one thing college football does better than anything else, it celebrates random guy. That's right, the guy from the small school, the guy who didn't go on to NFL glory, but the weird, crazy players you remember watching. So a week from kickoff, well, technically tomorrow it does kick off with Miami and Florida, but we're a week away. Sully and I wanted to finish this topic this week. Now, Sully, I know you're not going to pull a name like LT Levine at Kansas from 1995, but I want to know your random guys. Maybe you'll clue in our younger audience.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm pretty alone right now.
Well, we're also seeing some very recent names in the text, and it's fine. We're not capping this to 90s or whatever. But I want to offer you a few names. Tell me if you remember these guys. The one random college football player name that I remember growing up, you remember Carlisle Holiday.
Oh, my God. That terrible quarterback from Notre Dame?
From Notre Dame. Carlisle Holiday.
Wasn't he a Nebraska transfer?
Yeah, he started multiple years for Notre Dame. And that was early 2000s.
I think Carlisle Holiday played the game when John L. went down there and beat him. And he threw a pick six to Greg Taplin.
Yes.
Carlisle was terrible.
But you look at when, from 2001 to 2004, you know, games played Notre Dame, 11-12. He was their guy.
Oh.
But, yeah, that was the one random name. I got two others I want to offer.
See, that's because your dad's a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's
Notre Dame
you watching Notre Dame with your dad. I can tell.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Jimmy Clausen?
Jimmy Clausen. What about Maurice Stovall? What about Arnaz Battle?
First of all, Maurice Stovall, that kid was like 8 feet tall.
I know. He played.
He played for the Bucks, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
That is a random college name.
But how about two others I want to offer? I don't want to give all these away because I want people to call in. This might tell me if this is too big of a name, but Colt Brennan.
Oh, Hawaii QB?
Yes. He set all sorts of records,
no,
but then he peaked in college.
It's not too big of a name because what happened is they ended up in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia, and that's where Colt Brennan died.
Yep.
Colt Brennan is actually buried beneath the 43-yard line of the New Orleans Superdome because Georgia, I think, sacked him no less than 68 times that game. Oh, yeah.
Colt Brennan.
They finally got a chance to play a big boy, and Georgia ate their face.
I'm going to offer you one more and then even a bonus one for you.
You can go all day with this.
All right. Does the name Omar Jacobs ring a bell.
Omar Jacobs. What am I missing there?
Omar Jacobs. Now,
no.
I wonder if David knows. So he was drafted by the Steelers, but he played college football at Bowling Green.
Omar Jacobs.
I remember the name. I remember, like, he was really hyped up at Bowling Green. Had a short NFL career.
No.
But he was great at Bowling Green.
Doesn't ring a bell. It
sophomore season 2004 set the record for the best touchdown interception ratio in NCAA Division 1A history.
You want random action? I'll give you action. Let's go mid-90s Toledo football with Sean Tate.
Okay, yeah, there you
noted
go.
Noted stud running back until he blew his knee in eight pieces.
And one more name, it's the last one I'm going to give, a non-quarterback. But this guy had a decent NFL career, so I don't know if this counts. Peerless Price.
Too big of a name.
Tennessee.
He was a college star.
I know. And he had a decent NFL career.
Back when Tennessee was really good.
Yep.
Like back when Michigan used to be really good.
Well, Michigan's still very good, yeah.
No. Tennessee is Michigan. Michigan is Tennessee. They're the same school. Yep. They just wear different uniforms.
And there's some great names coming in on the text as well.
All right, let's get some of the people in the mix. AJ will lead it off. AJ, your random college football guy of greatness.
Mike, you've been waiting since Wednesday when you guys brought this up. I got three names for you.
All right.
The first one is the reason I dropped my first ever F-bomb watching him live as a 12-year-old. Remember Tim Dwight at Iowa?
Unstoppable punt returner.
When he returned that punt return in 97, right before the half against us, I'm sitting there, and just out of the blue, just an F-bomb. Because I knew, I'm like, if this kid gets the ball again in the second half, we're toast. And there goes our national championship.
You know what guy used to bust Michigan State's ass back then? And he was a dead ringer for Cisco, the lead singer of Drew Hill.
Steal my second one.
Tavian Banks.
He had the Wesley Snipes Demolition Man blonde hair.
Yep. 100%. Dude should have been acting in action movies, and instead he was busting our ass.
Unbelievable. And then my last one, I don't know what it was about this guy. I hated him, but for some reason he sticks with me. Joe Giravicious at Penn State.
You know, I've got a great Joe Giravicious story for you. I just can't tell you it on the air.
I got to hear it.
I can't do that on the air, but... Let's just say I'm not a big fan of Joe Giravicious.
I'm not surprised. Like I said, I hated the guy, but for some reason, that guy always stood out.
And he killed us. Like, I mean, those Penn State teams were...
Loaded.
Couldn't do it. And then, of course, my Giants drafted him, and it just killed me.
Now, you don't remember Omar Jacobs from Bowling Green? He had the dread, ran
stud.
All over Hollywood. He was a video game.
Yeah, he's a stud.
I don't. I'm so, I know. I'm probably a loser for remembering Marco Battaglia, but not Omar Jacobs.
Because I did, so I got you there.
All right. I mean, I'm AJ, they don't make tight ends like that no more. That guy was built like a refrigerator.
No, it was stupid how big he was, like the guy you make on Madden to just make as a joke.
Yeah, shoulder pads, also a 99.
Exactly. 8 feet tall.
It's amazing.
Shoulder pads.
Oh, God. AJ, that's a good phone call. I got to tell you, Sully, you're not topping AJ. That guy's going right in my wheelhouse, that mid to late 90s.
Yeah.
Woo.
What about DJ Shockley?
From Georgia?
Remember him?
Oh, my God. Come on. Go to Tim, 97.1. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Same to you, bud.
Here's a couple that might be right up your alley. And let's see if Sully knows them, too. I actually grew up going to Notre Dame football games. Late 90s was 98. Tom Brady was my first ever college football game, so I remember it vividly. But how about Autry Denson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just looking at his stats, and he had a hell of a – he's a Notre Dame's all-time rusher in yardage and in touchdowns. I don't think he did much in the NFL.
Was Autry Denson the running back? Now, see, they came up to East Lansing. This is before I got to school there, but I remember watching it on TV. Was it Autry Denson who used to wear the diamond necklace under his jersey?
I don't remember it all that well.
I remember a running back flying down the sidelines, and I don't remember if it was Denson, but he had on a couple of Mr. T chains flying down there.
He did have the dog tags. I think about that now because I used to have like little player cards, and he did have one of those.
Then that's
and the
then one.
The other guy for you. Is Jarius Jackson, the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
God, he was awful. Yep. Oh, my God.
Hey, Tim, what about Rayma McKnight?
Rayma McKnight, there you go. Maurice Stovall, you hit on that one.
Darius Walker.
I could go on all day for those, but, yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it. Oh, my Lord.
Remember all sorts of random names from college.
Yeah, but this is Notre Dame. This is your wheelhouse.
Well, no, I gave you DJ Shock. Omar Jacobs. I'm surprised you didn't remember Omar Jacobs.
I just don't remember Omar Jacobs. Go to Aaron. Hold on. Aaron, I'm going to go to Aaron to lead off. I got to stay timely. This is ridiculous. We're getting out of control here. Matt Trannan. Come on. That's it's funny, but I mean, it's come on. It's local. There's got to be some other people around the world here. I think that's the thing is, in the 90s, it's when college football still had this air of mystery to it. So if you saw a highlight of Marcus Harris at Wyoming or a highlight of, like, Alex Van Dyke at Nevada, you're like, whoa, who is that? What school is that? Like, now you see everybody on TV. It's just it.
Well, and I just want to at least mention this one because this is by far the number one on the ticket tax, Dan LeFevre. That's almost too big of a name because he was at Central. He was great. But, yeah, I guess Dan LeFevre would qualify.
Drafted by the 49ers. See, yeah. The guy on that team, but he ended up, I don't know if he went to jail or what. He did something. He got accused of doing something bad, but they had a running back on that team named Bam Bam Seymour.
Yep.
And that kid was good. He busted State's ass. I think he had like an 80-yard TD against us. But then, and I don't want to blurt out some false accusation. I think he got himself in some trouble. But that would be my random CMU guy. That kid was good.
By the way, you remember, let you know, Omar Jacobs' head coach at Bowling Green, Urban Meyer.
Oh,
back when Urban was coaching Bowling Green.
Yeah. All right. Sully, take him to church.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.